the whole world. She is a phenomena. We have Kate Patterson, who's currently studying a PhD on Taylor Swift at RMIT University. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Is it true you're changing your name to Taylor Swift?
Oh, look, I wish. I feel like I've definitely become the Taylor Swift girl of late, which has been, you know, really incredible to see so many people interested in what she's doing and sort of what I'm studying. But it's definitely been a busy few weeks.
So what do you study to get a PhD on Taylor Swift, and do you get much homework?
Look, I definitely have to keep up with what she's doing, which of late has been a lot. But my sort of discipline is fan studies. So I've been studying the Swifties and sort of how they participate online, their creativity, and kind of just looking at the different ways that fandom can kind of influence other aspects of young people's lives as well. So, I've been doing it for, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years so far, but definitely has ramped up over the last couple of months.
When you talk about someone like Taylor Swift, there are a lot of people saying that she can do all sorts of things, from the economy of the country that she's gone to, she can raise that, to affecting the voting in the next presidential election. Is this true with her?
Yeah, so we actually just came off the Swiftposium, which was a 3-day conference that was doing just that, analysing Taylor Swift's kind of impact on all those different areas. And definitely from an economic perspective here in Victoria, I think it's estimated she's going to bring in over $1 billion to our live music kind of revenue for the year, which is a third of what the revenue is expected to be for the year. So just in one weekend. So as you can imagine, that's quite a lot. And then you think about things like, you know, the friendship bracelet industry and all of the retailers and the hotels and the restaurants and, you know, all of the people coming from all around Australia and New Zealand to be here. And yeah, some really interesting discussions about her impact on politics as well. You know, she hasn't really been someone who had spoken out about politics for a long time. And then we saw sort of with the midterm elections you know, some of the equality acts that she's using her voice to try and encourage her fans and young people to get out and vote. And so we have seen how that has, increased voters. But we'll see with this upcoming election as well as to whether she does choose to kind of make a statement about that and how that may or may not influence the result of that election. So it's been super interesting to watch.
Well, the NFL in America have been very vocal about the fact that she apparently increased viewership of 20% of the Super Bowl. That's a lot more viewers.
Yeah, and I think with that too, you know, there was a beautiful Cetaphil ad, I think it was, that came out sort of just ahead of the Super Bowl that was talking about how, you know, by Taylor Swift's association with the Chiefs and with Travis Kelce, that, you know, it's helped a lot of sort of dads and daughters to have a kind of moment of shared, you know, something that they can watch together and enjoy together. And I definitely think it's brought in a lot of sort of younger women and sort of broadened their audience a bit. So we really are seeing the Taylor Swift effect in many different aspects right now.
Well, I'm a little bit older than your average Swifty. How does Swift mania compare to Beatle mania? Does it?
Yeah, I think that's the one that most people seem to be drawing comparisons to. And I think there's definitely some similarities in terms of just the sheer scale of the popularity and the hype right now. I think everybody is just talking about Taylor Swift in a way that I don't think we've seen in a long time, just given that obviously now we have a lot of choices with music streaming and, you know, what we can watch, what we can listen to. We're not all, you know, sort of just interested in one thing like we have been previously, maybe in different decades where we haven't had that choice. But I think one of the differences is that now we have social media and the internet. And I think particularly with the Eras tour, there's been a lot of sort of like FOMO from people who have seen clips of the tour and clips of her at the Super Bowl. And we're just so up to date with what she's doing that, you know, everyone's kind of invested and wants a part of that. But yeah, I think definitely her legacy is going to be one that's really interesting. I think like the Beatles, she's kind of, you know, reaching these levels. We obviously saw she won the Grammy of the Year for the fourth time, for Album of the Year last week. And so I think definitely she's going to be someone that is comparable to the Beatles, just given the amount of work she's producing, the amount of people that are interested in that and the fandom that she's accumulated along the way.
Kate Patterson, you're studying your PhD on Taylor Swift at RMIT University. Good luck with that. Thanks for joining us this morning, and I presume you're going to the concert.
I am. I'm one of the lucky ones that managed to grab a ticket, so I'm very much looking forward to that this weekend.
Does this interview go towards your grade?
Look, I'm going to see if I can claim it back on my tax. That's the current plan, so we'll see how that goes.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for your time.